This is the podcast Adventures in Podcasting, also known as That's What It Says in the Yearbook, sportscast for flight attendants. I'm your host, Doug. Well, we're very excited. Yes. First off, producer Rob, Star Wars note number one. Producer Rob actually said, because recently the Star Wars franchise was looking for a new director to finish the trilogy we're currently in the middle of, or will be in the middle of as of next week. So they were looking for a director to finish the trilogy. J.J. Abrams ultimately got the job. We didn't even think the entire time that we were arguing about this, we voted for J.J. Abrams, but we should have had Jendi Tartakovsky in there, the mind behind Samurai Jack. It was also Iron Man 2, right? Was it Iron Man 2? The scene in the parking garage, Iron Man flying around, setting off car alarms. The best part of Iron Man 2, yes, we are the ones who did not like Iron Man 2. Well, producer Rob liked Iron Man 2, so. But that was the best part of the movie. Jendi Tartakovsky, I guess, directed that piece of it. He's good. He should have gotten the third Star Wars to see what he can do with a live-action film. That's what it says in the yearbook. Again, I'm your host, Doug. Yeah, well, the Tank McNamara, whatever, that comic. Is that still around? The sports comic? They were making fun of USFL teams. This is years ago. They were making fun of USFL teams at the time. USFL teams signing marquee NFL players, United States Football League from the mid-80s. And they had a team named the Geeks, and they had like a seagull on the helmet. Not the USFL. Tank McNamara had a team named the Geeks with a seagull on the helmet, which we thought was really, really cool. And for years, we just thought it meant the seagull just made a noise like geek, geek. But I think he was talking about people biting birds, I think was the idea. We liked, by the way, all the names in the USFL. Seriously, as pro leagues go, the names there were pretty cool. And how about the 1985 Portland Breakers? As far as cardiac kids go, a team where basically is a losing team, a team that lost big, but when they won, it always came down literally to the last play. We'll do that story another day. Podcasts, after all, are supposed to be topical. This one is not. This one happened, I don't know, weeks, years ago. I don't know when this happened. NBA, the Memphis Grizzlies fired their coach David Fizdale during a long losing streak that had already dropped the team down to 7-12. Fizdale was popular. He had a winning record last season. Now, granted, that was just four games over 500, but that's a winning record. And this seems like one of those times where any fan running a team would say, arguably, your best player Mike Conley just got injured, and the team just started losing, so that's the reason for the losing. You could also argue that the two best players, Conley is 30, Marc Gasol is nearly 33, that they are on the old side. Now, when they were 23 and nearly 26, respectively, the Grizzlies began drafting an impressive string of nondescript players, some of whom in their careers had one good season and not for the Grizzlies. None were on Memphis at the time. The aforementioned losing streak, by the way, wasn't all that taxing either. Three losses by 10 points or fewer. Now, that stat does not include defeats by 1 and 3 points. Now, going the other way, Fizdale was 7-12 at the end. Why didn't they win any of those five games where they were so close? And the same fan running a team from earlier would say, sure, a few injured Bears were on the minutes meter in the preseason because of, well, injuries. But if you're such a genius, even though those are rare in the NBA, is Phil Jackson still with the Knicks? You have to overcome it, like in the movies. Fizdale, by the way, is from the University of San Diego, where he played on the men's basketball team. And this should not put a dent in USD's status as the 1990s Cradle of Coaches basketball version. If you pulled out their media guide, here's actually what it says in their yearbook. Warriors assistant coach and former NBA head coach Mike Brown is a Torero senior in the 1991 San Diego men's basketball media guide. Actually, I think that he's on the cover of that media guide. Fizdale is a Torero's guard in the 1995 guide, according to his bio, and a San Diego assistant in the 1999 and 2000 media guides. Now, pictured in those same two editions, 99 and 2000, are current Spurs assistant James Borrego, a Torero's forward in the book, and then forward/center, now Pelicans assistant Kevin Hansen. Now, this all in a decade where USD never even made the NCAA tournament. Anyway, you could argue whether the Grizzlies should or even can get rid of the entire roster and start over. You could also argue whether Fizdale will ever be a championship caliber coach. Hopefully he gets the chance, but that does remain to be seen. But Fizdale should still be there because the Memphis roster isn't built to win or stand the test of time or compete or grow for the future or develop youngsters or play fast or make fans fall in love with it or be